Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was curious what the time frame was, so I looked this up about the Oakland A's and about the Oakland area. Did you know that they lost all three of their teams in a five-year span? Now, maybe you've never been out to that part of the country, but the Golden State Warriors, they moved from Oakland and they moved to San Francisco, which in theory isn't really that far. If you've been to San Francisco, it's a long way away. And just from a cultural standpoint, night and day between Oakland and San Francisco. So your basketball team moves across the water, moves across the bay. They're probably the second most expensive team to go to a game to in the NBA behind the Knicks. Everybody wants to go to Madison Square Garden, the Chase Center where the Warriors play. Not a cheap ticket to go to. So you lose the Warriors in 2019. They move into a new building in downtown San Francisco. You then lose the Las Vegas Raiders. They played in Oakland. They were the Oakland Raiders. They move in 2020. They get a beautiful new stadium in Las Vegas. They've hosted a Super Bowl. It's a gorgeous arena. They then also in 2024 and now lost their baseball team. They now have this facility that used to be host to, Bo Jackson played in Oakland, California. You had a World Series team back in the 70s, some of those great Oakland A's teams. They made a movie about one of your teams. None of those teams, none of those players, all of that history has simply been erased from that part of the country. They lost their team in 2019, 2020, and 2024. This is a sad story and a sad state of affair. One day, you and I are going to wake up one day and we're going to see on the timeline there's going to be a trailer for a documentary, and the trailer for the documentary is going to be how Oakland lost their teams, and so many of the great players that played in Oakland are going to be in it. City officials are going to be in it. The governor of California are going to be in it. A lot of really important people are going to be in this, telling the story of how a very proud city, a very proud region in the country, how they lost three sports teams in a five-year stretch.
I mean, it's not kind of sad. It is objectively very, very, very sad. When we were younger, the jokes among Chiefs beat writers and Royals people, and I'm sure if we called Denny or called LaFever, they have, horror stories about playing in the Coliseum because of the press box leaked and all this. And it was a joke, but you always felt like, okay, Oakland will figure it out. They'll get the A's a new stadium, or they'll renovate the Coliseum for the Raiders. And it just felt like as time went on, eventually they'll do this. They love these teams, and the teams just left, and you saw it last year. I mean, we were watching it here at the office. I think it was the Royals Day game. The final game in Oakland for the A's was an experience. It was full. The Coliseum was full. I mean, there was a connectivity between those teams and that town, and I know that the Warriors are still, quote, in the area, but even now it has a corporate, very sanitized feel from what the Warriors of 2014, 2015, 2016 in the, you know, old arena used to play. It's very sad what happened to Oakland, and it's a little bit of a cautionary tale. I mean, we talk all the time about the pro team tax, as you call it. If you're not willing to pay the pro team tax, your pro team may leave. Oakland, for years and years and years, said no to that tax. The Coliseum got run down and crummy, and their basketball arena got run down and crummy, and now they have no teams. It's the extreme example, but it is a sad story about how a town that had a lot of pride in their teams now has absolutely no teams, because there are no Vegas Raider fans in Oakland, and there are definitely no Sacramento A's fans in Oakland, and I guess there are Warriors fans. They can't really afford to go the game across the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I went to, it was probably one of the last 10 games that they had in the Coliseum. One of my really good friends lives in San Francisco, and we took the train over there to go to one of the A's games. And so I have been to the Giants stadium, and I have also been to the A's stadium. Let me tell you, everything that they have told you about the Oakland Coliseum is true. It's bad. It was bad. I understand why the A's kept saying, we need a new stadium. We need a new venue. I understand why the Raiders eventually, hey, this ballpark is no longer feasible. We need to build a football stadium. Now, I don't know all the inner workings. I don't know all the inner dealings with their city, government, all of those things on why they were unable to get that done. But I don't think the passion for the community dipped when it came to the teams. I think that Oakland is a story about how ownership really matters. Like, you got to have an ownership that, A, is committed to keeping your team where they are and is willing to maybe go through some of the BS and cut through it to try to keep your teams where they are. Part of the Raiders' identity, they will never be able to get back. They left a city and an area that loved their football team to now become a latest tourist attraction in Las Vegas. They are the Sphere. They are Fremont Street. They are a tourist. They don't have fans. They will never be able to get some of that back. When you hear people from the 70s and 80s and the 90s talk about going to Raiders games, it was a place where you were intimidated. It was a place that truly gave the Raiders a real feel and a real home field advantage. Now it's a place that you get excited and you convince your friends to let's go for a bachelor party weekend because your team is playing in Vegas. I don't think the Raiders maybe thought this thing out all the way through. I get why they took the new stadium. I got why they play in Allegiant. You're in Vegas. You got WrestleMania. You got the Super Bowl. You have all of the things, but you left the community that you had, and I think it's going to be very, very difficult for you to build that community in a tourist city and a commuter city the way that Las Vegas is.
You talk about how ownership's important. Now, I don't know Raider fans, but I would imagine if six, seven, 8 years ago, before the Raiders left Oakland to go to Vegas, if you walked around the black hole with a microphone and you said, hey, Mark Davis, the son of Al Davis, is now the owner of your team, do you believe he'll keep the team in Oakland? I'm betting you most people would have said the guy who has the, you know, the silver and black painted face, the guy in the Darth Vader costume, all those goofballs out in the black hole would have told you, yeah, we think Mark Davis is going to keep our team here. I agree with you, ownership matters, but I bet Raiders fans felt like their ownership was committing to keeping them in Oakland, and lo and behold, they chose the cash of Vegas. So I agree with you, but Mark Davis got swayed somehow, some way. But I bet Raiders fans felt they had an owner who had their back, and they were very, very wrong.
Text line 913-586-7965.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
CDOT, you have to remember that elections have consequences. Kansas City is lucky that it's on a state line. I also think that the two teams would have moved very differently if there wasn't that built-in inherent fail-safe. No one was ever really afraid that the teams were going to leave the area. And I think there are a lot of people that are just very indifferent on if the teams are in Missouri or Kansas because we usually just drive back and forth anyway. So as much as there is that rivalry that is there between Kansas and Missouri, I mean, you go over there for dinner, they come over here, you got family that lives over there, you got friends that live over there, maybe you grew up on the Kansas side and now you live on the Missouri side, vice versa. I just think that for the most part, most people see it as one big metropolitan area. So the entire tactic of, oh, well, you can lose the team, it was never really going to play in Kansas City because there was always a logical place for them to go. That ain't the case in Oakland, California. If you don't give the teams what they want, they're not moving. No, there's only one option. It is move to San Francisco. It is then move to Las Vegas. It is move to Sacramento. So just the way that their city is built up. So I certainly get what you're saying. I don't know if Kansas City is lucky. I also think maybe the Royals and the Chiefs would have put together a far better plan if they didn't have this fail-safe. The Chiefs were never planning on leaving the area. The Royals have never discussed or planned on leaving the area. The worst case scenario is, oh, well, we'll just move 15 minutes away. That's not really the case when it came to the Raiders or the Oakland A's. Their moving away was a plane ride. They moved to Sacramento. They have now moved to Las Vegas. You're never getting those teams back. Oakland will never have another professional team. They're not even in the conversation for NBA expansion. They're talking about Vegas. They're talking about Seattle. Like, Oakland had all of their opportunities in our lifetime to have sports teams, and they have all moved away.
I don't know all the geopolitical workings, but just as the epitome of an outsider, are you surprised Oakland didn't get a deal done as they started losing teams? Because you're right. Kansas City is a very different ballgame. The teams have been in Missouri my whole life, but if they came to Kansas, I'd be happy. If they stayed in Missouri, I'd be fine. Like, they're, as much as I would prefer them in Kansas, but if they stay in Missouri, it's no big deal to me. As long as the team's not moving to, like, St. Louis or like the Ozarks, I have no problem with the team staying in Missouri. But are you surprised that after the Raiders left, Oakland didn't come back to the ballot and come back to the team and say, okay, we've lost one and that's bad for our community. Let's try to keep the A's. They then lost the Warriors. They never tried to keep that third team. Like, Oakland is unique in the worst way possible because usually when a team leaves town, the other team starts getting everything they want. First team left town, then the second team left town, then the third team left town. I'm surprised Oakland could not find a way to keep one of their teams.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.